Talk about finding love in all the wrong places. The top fears in almost every society are the fear of death, rejection, failure, uncertainty, pain, the unknown, and loss of control. Couple that with the 7 laws of persuasion: scarcity, authority, consistency, reciprocity, consensus, and liking. And you have a cocktail of emotions that can cause almost anyone to become a victim of fraud. And this was the case for a Houston man who lost $800,000 to a cryptocurrency scam in search of love. Well, let's hear the report and I'll give my commentary when we get back.
It can start with something as simple as a text that says, "Hi, how are you?" But responding could turn into the loss of your entire life savings.
They will take everything that they can get their hands on.
New numbers from the FBI reveal cryptocurrency investment scams in the Houston area have led to the loss of more than $82 million in just the last 16 months. Much of the money moving to countries in Southeast Asia and West Africa.
Once you've made that transaction and it's gone, it is extremely hard to ever return that money to the victims.
How are they pitching it?
They try to contact you in a number of ways, and they will take days, weeks, months developing that relationship.
It started on a dating app for one Harris County man last summer. Thinking he met his match, he spent a couple months exchanging messages with the new romantic interest.
He lost over $800,000. He thought he was doing a legitimate investment.
He made a $140,000 investment in cryptocurrency. Then a fraudulent account dashboard showed that grew to $1.7 million. That's when Harris County's chief cybercrimes prosecutor says the scam got even worse because the scammer wanted hundreds of thousands more to get any money out.
Finally, he just realized that he was never going to see any of the 1.7 million.
There are a lot of people who are really desperate to have a relationship.
Dr. John Vincent is a clinical psychologist. The more desperate, he says, the more vulnerable.
When someone is in the mindset of finding love, how difficult is it to convince them that they're being scammed?
Often very difficult. It's often the case that they really believe the person they're talking to. And these folks can be incredibly persuasive.
Innocent people, including older adults, are being taken advantage of by these international sophisticated criminal networks. And while millions have been lost, the amount may be higher because some are ashamed to admit they fell for it.
Fast as this moves with cryptocurrency, the longer it takes for law enforcement to get involved, the less likely of a recovery.
Investigators tracked less than 20% of that Harris County man's stolen 800 grand to crypto wallets. He's expected to get that amount back after a judge recently ordered restitution. But the best advice: don't respond to unsolicited messages and never give money to someone you've never actually met. I'm Bryce Newberry, KPRC 2 News.
Man, oh man, oh man. I mean, does my heart go out to him? Yes. Is this something that surprises me? No. When I was at my old firm, we had a client come in and she wanted to take out some money. And I said, "Okay, sure. How much do you need to take out?" She usually takes out some of her retirement every month. So I was like, "What do you need? A couple $1,000, 2 or 3? She said, "I need $100,000. So I was like, "Whoa, okay. Well, what do you need $100,000 for? Do you need me to wire it? Is there somebody I can send it to?" She goes, "No, I just need a check." And I was like, "Okay, you need a check for $100,000. Who should we make it out to?" And she gets nervous. I was like, "Is everything okay?" And she says, "Yes, I just have a friend who's over in Europe. He's building bridges and it's a multi-million dollar deal. He just needs $100,000 because some things happened with his passport." I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, that's fine." I was like, "How long y'all known each other?" I said, "I didn't even know that you had someone." I said, "That's awesome." She's like, "Well, I've known him for a couple of months." Now, red flags came up because this is a widow who I've been talking to for maybe 2 or 3 years as a client. And I was like, "Oh, okay, well, that's good." And the more she talked about this man, the more uncertain she became about the transaction. And I said, "Did he say anything special about the bridge?" She says, "Yes, he's going to come. And when he gets back into the States, we're going to go in and we're going to move in together." I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "Well, have you met this guy? What does he look like? What is he?" And she could not give me an answer. She said, "Well, we never really met." And I was like, "You haven't met and you're giving him $100,000? Well, come to find out, we send out an alert for the elderly abuse. And this man was not real. They tracked the man down. They realized that he was scamming people all over the nation. And this kind of comes to the same idea of loneliness. This was a widow who this man was talking to on a daily, sometimes weekly basis. And the money had nothing to do with it. She was afraid that if she didn't send the money, he would take his attention away. That is what hurt me. The attention. The ability to share something with somebody, to feel a human connection. And these scammers are taking advantage of it. Because we do have the fear of rejection, that's why we tend not to date after someone passes or we lose a loved one. The uncertainty of the dating market. These people are consistent. They're talking to you for days, weeks, months, and promising you the world. Unfortunately, this is a sad reality for many people. And as a financial advisor, I see this all the time. As they said in the report, many people don't want to admit that they're in these types of relationships because they will have to admit they're lonely. I'm here to tell you right now, it is okay. It's okay to feel that way, but you need someone that you can trust. You need to build your social circle. We don't need to be isolated. I know things happened in 2020 where we got used to being at home by ourselves, but we are social creatures. We need to get around other people. This goes beyond money. It wasn't just a bad transaction to send this man $100,000. It was a bad transaction for her retirement. To take almost a tenth of what she had in the account to give it to someone that she barely knew. Well, that's it for me. If you've enjoyed this episode, I ask of you, please subscribe. It really helps with the channel to grow, to spread. Share it with a friend. Protect your loved ones and make sure that you keep your faith in God. As it says in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. You're not alone. You don't have to walk this life alone, but you don't want to pair yourself with the wrong people. Focus on God, and He'll lead you down the straight path. Well, that is it for me. My name is A.B. Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.